from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A lot of EastEnders experienced a morning without coffee today and, along with their fellow commuters, had to detour via Goldmine Road to get to work. Electricity went off just before 6:30 when a pickup truck wiped out a pole near the Bruce Y. It also knocked down a streetlight and a couple road signs. Timmins Police Communications Coordinator Mark DePazzi says despite considerable damage to his vehicle, the driver wasn't badly hurt. The 49-year-old South Porcupine man is charged with careless driving. At the height of the power interruption, more than 1,600 Hydro One customers were affected. A driver in the west end of the city got that sinking feeling yesterday when their car broke through pavement on Bonaventure Drive. City of Timmins Environmental Supervisor Scott Tam says a broken water main had washed out the material under the asphalt, causing the hidden hazard. Something like that is nearly impossible to predict, yet Tam says a lot of water on the road could be a sign.
Just be aware that just because you see a lot of water on the road, that there may be a potential issue that you just can't see, right? Which is it's being uncovered with the water.
Once the water main is fully repaired, that patch of road will be restored too. The arrival of the summer solstice is being welcomed in the Northern Hemisphere. At Stonehenge, thousands of Druids, pagans, and others gathered to celebrate. Police say around 6,000 people were at the ancient stone circle to watch the sunrise. It's the first time revelers have been permitted to gather there since 2019 because of the pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says real progress has been made with First Nations, Inuit, and Métis communities across the country. On National Indigenous Peoples Day, Trudeau says his government has listened and is working to advance their priorities and make life better. Trudeau says his government has signed agreements to improve child and family services, which will keep children in their communities surrounded by their culture. He adds they've also worked collaboratively to make major investments to increase affordable housing and safe spaces for Indigenous women. Two Canadians have been found dead with knife wounds in the Mexican resort town of Playa del Carmen. The state prosecutor's office says the bodies were discovered yesterday at a hotel or condominium. Neither their names or hometowns were revealed, but Global Affairs Canada says it is aware of the deaths. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.